All right, we're live from the Caro Library grand opening, and you're hearing the ribbon cutting outside. They're about to get underway. John Gallagher's playing bagpipes out there, and we're going to have the ribbon cutting in just a second. All right, you're listening to WGXC. This is live from the Caro Library grand opening. The ribbon cutting is right now. WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Trustees join us up front, and our supervisor and our lectures come on up close. Mr. Strapp, I think it's all over here. All right, all of our trustees, of course, our director, all of our lectures, please come on up, guys.
And then our architect
is with us. All right, who's ready for a countdown? Okay, you need scissors.
We're broadcasting live from inside the Caro Library, where the ribbon has just been cut. And the Caro Library is now open for business. We're on Main Street. You're hearing John Gallagher's bagpipes in the background. And everyone's coming inside to where we are in the main meeting room. And there's going to be some speeches and such in a moment. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. All right, I'm Tom Rowe. We're back live at the brand new Caro Library. And I'm standing here with Mark Strepp, the Capital District Representative for Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's here to open the library on behalf of the governor. Welcome to Caro.
Thank you, and I'm proud to be here for this great opening of this new facility. Not only is it a library, but it's also a community center, a place where everybody in the neighborhood and the community can come together, talk about different issues, and move the town forever forward.
I think that's what's happening now. I think they're going to have town meetings, some town meetings here, lectures and workshops and all sorts of things. What role did the governor's office play in getting the library here?
The governor partnered with the planning of the location, working with the local government, and that's what we do. We partner with municipalities to help move local governments forward.
Is this unusual for local communities to get libraries these days, or is it? How does the governor feel about libraries in general?
You know, libraries are an important part of the community. You know, they're important for the children. You know, I'm a parent with two kids, and libraries are important for their education and for the community as a whole.
What do you think this will mean to Caro?
Oh, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. It's great for the community. It's great for the sense of neighborhood, for the sense of togetherness, and it'll just build a better, you know, society.
All right, thank you, Mr. Streb, for coming out, and I guess we'll be hearing your remarks in a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we're live from the Caro Library grand opening that they just cut the ribbon a few minutes ago. We're going to hear from State Assemblyman Pete Lopez. We're going to hear from Congressman Chris Gibson. Green County Legislator Harry Lennon is going to speak. Mr. Mark Streb, that we just talked to a second ago. Candace Celestin, the Public Affairs Specialist from the Department of Agriculture, which provided a number of grants to get the library here in Caro. And Ted Banta, the supervisor of Caro, is around somewhere. Paul Mays, the architect, too. I think we're going to try to talk to him. And we may, representatives from Mr. Gibson and Mr. Lopez have said they will give us a moment or two on the air. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM live from inside the brand new Caro Library. We've just been given the heads up that Pete Lopez, State Assemblyman Pete Lopez, is going to speak in just about a minute. We're going to get things underway here. We're live inside the Caro Library, where the ribbon was just cut, and folks of Caro are inside their own library for the first time. The new library that is just behind the old library, just behind Town Hall on Main Street. And we're going to hear from State Assemblyman Pete Lopez in just a second. We've been told. Everybody's still piling in. It's quite hot outside, and there's air conditioning inside, so it may take a few moments to get everything settled. But the room is packed with all sorts of folks. We heard bagpipes from John Gallagher as things got underway before. I think we're going to hear acoustic guitar from Greg Stewart later today if you come down to the brand new Caro Library. But right now we're waiting for State Representative Pete Lopez to get to the podium in a very crowded room. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM live from the brand new Caro Library. The ribbon was just cut moments ago. There, Mr. Lopez is up at the podium now, and I think we just have to get everyone quiet, and we'll be going in just a second. You're listening to a live broadcast from the brand new Caro Town Library on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill. Representative Chris Gibson is up near the podium too. I think he'll be speaking second. Again, we're also going to hear from Green County Legislator Harry Lennon, Mark Streb from Andrew Cuomo's office, Candace Celestine, the Public Affairs Specialist from the Department of Agriculture, Wayne Spiegler from the Green County Legislature, Ted Banta, the Supervisor of the Town of Caro, Paul Mays, the Architect, and Dorothy True, a Caro Public Trustee. We're going to try to squeeze that all in before 10:30 when Radio Wonderland from Joshua Freed comes on WGXC. Yes, and they're urging everyone to be quiet now. I think we're going to hear from Assemblyman Lopez in just a moment.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you all for coming. I'd like to introduce a friend of the Caro Library, New York State Assemblyman Mr. Peter Lopez. Thank you.
Folks, before we get started, we're just going to have an invocation, a little blessing, and we'll go from there.
Everyone, please bow their heads. Please pardon that I didn't prepare this. So, I'd like to special thank you to all of us who have attended here today. I'd like to God bless the library, the town of Carroll. God bless America. Thank you again for being here.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. And we thought we'd move into cooler quarters just to get to avoid the heat. Just want to say that all of us, you know, as a community, really understand, everyone here understands the importance of our libraries. And we know that our libraries are much more than just bricks and mortar. The libraries are the center of our community. They're places where our kids come. They're places where we engage in exploring the outside world. And really, this effort is something that's taken many years. And it's been really the passion of the library board and their partners in making things happen. So we have a number of speakers here today. And so we're going to try to move them along. Because everyone wants to get out and check this place out. So we're eager to see the library tour. So with that said, we're going to work through our list of speakers. We're very fortunate to have a number of people with us today. And joining us today is Congressman Chris Gibson.
Thank you, Peter, and what a great privilege and honor it is to be here today. Tremendous community event. You know, looking across and how important libraries are. And, you know, as Peter mentioned, it goes so much beyond the bricks and mortar. Although bricks and mortar are important, and yesterday, you know, an important day, I think, for our country, we had Democrats and Republicans coming together to pass a transportation bill that's going to be really important for us to make sure that we can build and have confidence in our roads and bridges. That same agreement extended out to student loans at 3.4%, it's gonna stay there. And we also reauthorized the flood insurance. So, you know, you watch cable news today, and it doesn't matter which channel. You can turn on Fox, you can turn on MSNBC, and they're running down the country. They're running down the country for different reasons. One's trying to fire the president, the other one's trying to fire the Republican Congress. And I'll tell you, it's not helpful. What's really important are moments like this, when we come together to celebrate, and so much more beyond the bricks and mortar. In fact, you know, I'm proud of the fact that when you talk about the material that's in this building, that it's made in America.
Yay.
Yes, indeed. Yay. Very important. But as important as the bricks and mortar and all the materials made in America is the metaphysical made in America when a community comes together. I think of some of my earliest days in Kinderhook, in the village of Kinderhook, and being part of the library there. And we know how important a library is to bring people together. And it reminds me of one of the initial Made in America stories. And that is Alexis de Tocqueville, who wrote about democracy in America. He was a European, and he was sent here to study our way of life, multifaceted way of life, to try to report back and explain why this great experiment was succeeding. The heads of state of Europe didn't think that this would work out without an aristocracy. And yet, we were working out because we cared deeply about each other and because we had organizations that would support one another. So I think be happy about that, celebrate that, how important that is to all of us. Congratulations. Congratulations on a great, great moment for this community. Thank you.
With us, and we should have a pledge of allegiance.
Thank you.
have a number of our local officials and county legislators. Just going to mention a couple. We have many around the program. Those also with us won't be in the speaking portion. We have our county clerk, Mike Flynn, is with us today. Yay! Thank you for joining us. Also, we have a rep from the Mid-Hudson Library Association, Lisa Baker Brill. And Lisa, the director, is here as well.
And Harry Lynn.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm not helping Harry Lennon. Harry's going to speak. So, Harry, come on.
This morning, I was born and raised in Carroll, and this is my third library. I can remember the first library that I walked into was down on Lower Main Street. Mm-hmm. And checked out a lot of books there and learned a lot from that library. Then we moved up to the town hall, which probably started to realize, maybe 5-10 years ago that it was getting way, way too small. And here we are today. This is a dream come true. And it's a beautiful, beautiful building. Mr. Drew gave me a tour earlier today, and it's just unbelievable. It's relaxing, you'll see when you go through it. It reminds you of some areas, the little relaxation nooks like Barnes & Noble's. It's hard to believe that we came to the park here. It's gorgeous, but anyway. Having said that, I'd like to thank the library board who worked very, very hard over many, many years to make this come true, and all the volunteers. I mean, the volunteer effort in this library was unreal. Definitely second to none. I took part in a couple of auctions, and I thoroughly enjoyed Mr. Lawrence sending me around the room, holding up, modeling the different auction items. But anyway. My colleague, I have to mention Bill Lawrence. His drive and vision for this library is second to none. And just by simply saying thank you is not enough. Mr. Lawrence, the whole town appreciates your efforts in making this come true. Thank you. For our next guest here today, who's near and dear to Greene County. As you all know, in this room, this governor, Governor Cuomo, has been a dear friend of Greene County. He's been there in our time of need. The governor has changed the state. The state's come a long way in 2 years, and I'm very, very proud of it. I think everybody in the room should be, too. We're going to be more competitive. We are more competitive. The legislature is working very, very well with the governor. Pete Lopez will tell you, by himself, that things have come a long way in 2 years. And we're very proud of you and what the legislature does and working with the governor. But anyway, having said that, we have Mark Strub here today, who's the governor's Hudson, Capital District representative. He helps us on all different issues concerning Greene County. We reached out to Mark Strub initially from the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center here at Gurn Irene. Our first call, Chairman Speenberg, myself, Public Safety Sheriff Bill Lawrence, the Sheriff and the Emergency Services Coordinator John Farrell. We picked the phone up, called for help on the other end with Mark Strub on the first ring. And it just got, from that point on, he just made everything happen for us, and the governor personally got involved along with members of the legislature and representatives. So with that, Mark, I'd like to introduce you and say thank you very much for all you do for Greene County.
Good morning, everybody. Congratulations. This is absolutely fantastic. Not only the new building, but the people that are inside of it. And this is standing room only. I just hope the fire coordinator's not around. This is a fantastic sight to see everybody here. You know, the children, the young adults, the ones that will probably benefit from this community, this library, the most. And on behalf of Governor Cuomo, I have a message, a letter, that he wanted me to read today. Dear friends, it is a pleasure to send greetings to everyone gathered for the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the new public library. We all value the importance of lifelong learning, reading, and research. Libraries provide us with a world of education material, keep us linked to the information highway, and preserve our regional historical documents and literary works. They play a critical role in the daily lives of working citizens by furnishing a gathering place and focal point for community activities. Today, you come together to celebrate an important milestone in the history of the Carroll Public Library. As you open in a new, larger, and more accessible location, I congratulate Library Director Deborah Kavicki. Where's Deborah? Hardly worked for an eagerly anticipated the completion of this beautiful, spacious, all-American and environmentally friendly facility. I commend everyone affiliated with the Carroll Public Library who gives so generously of their time and energy and money to support the library's role in the community. With warmest regards and best wishes for an enjoyable morning, sincerely, Governor Andrew M.
Folks, also with us, we have a number of folks who are, again, very passionate about our county and labor long and hard to help protect our families and help our community be as vibrant as it is. One of our greatest champions is our county chairman, Honorable Wayne Speedberg and Wayne DeMott.
I tell you what, keep yourselves in hand. This is... tough time to do any project. Always a tough time. You always have the naysayers, you always have the issues and everybody's ideas. But when the end product comes around, and I can recall I was president of the school board in Coxsackie and building an addition of a new middle school, of all the meetings, all the selling and everything that goes on. It happens in every project. But at the end of the project, everybody's happy it was there. And that's the important thing, that all your efforts, and I'm looking at the front of this book, and it shows a lot of people involved in contributions and work and so forth. And I'll tell you what, you should be really, really proud of yourselves, because you have the state-of-the-art library in Greene County.
Yes.
We at the legislature are really proud of your legislators. They do a great job. And we really know that over here says Legislator Lawrence, who was supposed to be your MC today, but I don't know, he didn't feel the same, he wasn't up to it today. But I'm going to tell you something, he does a great job for you representing the needs of the people and Carroll for many, many years. Many, many years. He's actually taught Harry everything he knows. But on behalf of the Greene County Legislature, and I'm glad that Legislator Feaster joined us here today. On behalf of Greene County Legislature, we're very, very proud of you and the great job that you did to build this great facility. It's absolutely beautiful. Don't let the town come in and have their town meetings here either.
You're not helping.
I know how those things go. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks for doing a great job for Greene County.
We're just going to take a little second between speakers and have Deb introduce her trustees who are here. And many of them have beautiful corsages from our supervisor. So,
we have five trustees. Who's sitting here is our treasurer and has worked so much support, not only to the project, but to the staff and me. So. And we have Maureen Forrester, who's hiding somebody. Nobody has worked harder on the project than Maureen. Anybody but Jill Snyder, I think, is over here. And Jill Snyder has been in the library at home, I think, in the last 6 months or so. Fran Wolf, who's our newest addition to the board and, you know, has brought her own unique talents and skills. Thank you, Fran. Charlie's our quiet one. Charlie is our go-to guy. If we need something done, we need building supplies or whatever, we go to Charlie. So thank you, Charlie.
Also on the left, Don Gibson with the Vancouver Green County, and Don is a partner to many of us in the county. Thank you for being here. We'd like to have our supervisor, the Honorable Ted Banta, come up and speak. Thank you.
So if you don't mind, I might be a little bit from a piece of paper because I want to make sure that I thank everyone. I thought it would be in order for me to make sure that I thank everyone amidst all the speeches that we've had today and some of the addresses. So good morning, Caro.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. Are you excited? If you're excited, say yes really loud.
Yes!
Thank you very much, we've got an exciting bunch here. I'm Ted Banta, Town Supervisor for the Town of Carroll. Welcome, and thank you very much for attending this momentous event, our dedication ceremony for our new town library. On behalf of the Town Board and the Town of Carroll, I'd like to thank Congressman Gibson, Representative from the Governor's Office, Mark Streb, Assemblymember Peter Lopez, our Green County Legislators, Chairman Wayne Spienberg, Carroll's Dynamic Duo. You guys don't know, I call Harry Lennon and Bill Lawrence Carroll's Dynamic Duo. That's how I always know. The Carroll Town Board, also Mike Flynn, our Green County Clerk. The Town Board members in attendance, Doug Ostrander, Dan Joyce, and Ray Suttmeyer. I'm not omitting Tony Puro. He's away typically during the week on a business venture in another area. The Library Board of Trustees, our Carroll residents, the library supporters, volunteers, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for attending this fine, momentous day for the Town of Carroll. A few words of special consideration. I've had the pleasure of observing and assisting the extraordinary League of Women. Hold on, Charles, I have a reason for saying that. The Library Board of Trustees and their Library Project volunteers since I've taken office. The Library Board of Trustees, the library staff, and the volunteers deserve special recognition. Although Deborah, if you don't mind, I'll list them again, although Deborah did mention them. We have Maureen Forrester, Dottie True, Jill Schneider, Fran Wolf, Charles Purcell, Deborah Kamecki, Elizabeth Brinkerhoff, Susan True. If I've missed anyone, my deepest apologies. Please let me know.
We have to pull away to Radio Wonderland, but we'll stop a web stream from the Carroll Public Library opening.
Charles, I said an extraordinary League of Women, even though you serve on the board and I serve as its town liaison. I do not mean to minimize your role, but I would assert that you and I have been in awe with the spirit, love, and commitment that the Library Board and its volunteers and fundraisers, mostly comprised of this extraordinary League of Women, have personified and exuded. Of special significance is the love, spirit, and commitment that the Library Board, its staff, and its volunteers have possessed and, as stated, personified throughout this entire project, from its idea to its physical manifestation. The beautiful structure that we have before us serves as their tribute of love, service, and dedication to the Town of Carroll. You see, they believe that a library is a wonderful place for learning, for exploration, for community. They believe that a library will enrich and enhance our town and our community. I sincerely thank you for your inspiring commitment to our town and your tireless labors. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to all of us. So please, big round of applause. I'd also like to thank the architect, Butler Roland Mays, our construction inspector, August Freeman, and our contractors. In the immortal words of Dr. Seuss, I have two quotes from the father of Forrest, so sometimes I'm reading Dr. Seuss. Be awesome, be a book nut. And second, think and wonder, wonder and think. Congratulations, God bless Carol, God bless America.
And then we've done a lot of adjusting today, and my brain's fallen out part of this. One of my favorite quotes from Curly is, "Yeah, trying to think, but nothing happened." So we have a gentleman who's been so patient, and he looks so serious. God bless him. He's representing us. It's Brian Plutkin, who's the acting director, and a very valuable partner for all of us in New York State. I can tell you, as someone who works at the Seven County Region, USDA is an amazing partner in so many ways, whether it's fire protection or flood recovery or economic development, helping our farmers or agriculture. We're very blessed to have the acting state director. This man's looking so serious, he needs to be given a good, strong Green County Cairo welcome. So please come up and welcome. Design this building. So Paul Mays, our architect, please join us.
Well, good morning. It's been a morning that's been a long time coming, as a matter of fact. I look out and see a lot of familiar faces this morning, and I wonder how many of you remember our meetings where we discussed what the future of this library would be. We met in that building across the way here and discussed not just what libraries are, but what your community is. So it's not just my vision or my firm's vision, but I think we all acknowledge that really every library has to be designed for its specific community. One of the great joys of being a library architect is actually getting to know the individual communities in which we work and trying to craft a building that actually is reflective of that. I hope you'll indulge us that we've tried to do that as successfully as possible. One of the things I'd ask you to think about, too, though, is how library services have been improved, not just in the context of the architecture of the building. As you go through, I'd like you to think about some of the things we talk about in library design. We've gone away from the model of the grocery store, where you go to the grocery store, you pick up your things, and you take them home. That's what libraries used to be. Many of us in the library community don't think about libraries as the kitchen. It's the place that provides all the tools for you to go and do all sorts of different things. You might make a souffle, you might make a dessert, you might make a steak. As you're going through this building, I hope you look at those tools that have been provided to you by the very long and hard efforts of all the people involved in this project. There are individual reading and study books. There's a teen and young adult area that asks you to take a look at. A children's area that's full of light and hopefully a lot of energy. There's a SOHO, a small office, home office opportunity, and a conference room, meeting spaces that were never really available in the old facility. This meeting room alone, it's not just for meetings, but also for playtime for children, for studying, tutoring, and so forth. It has a function and an activity all day long. It's appropriate that this library is located on Railroad Avenue. Railroad used to be the thing that would bring information and news and people to a community. And in a way, that's what a library is. It's about bringing information to all of you. It's also an opportunity for you to get information out as a resource, to provide information about your community, your history, your people, and I hope this becomes a very valuable resource as that goes. There are a lot of thank yous. I know you all joined me, my partner Steve Rowland here from Butler Rowland Mays, in thanking all of our consultants, all the contractors, especially the town and library boards, the library staff, library director, all the people who worked so very hard on this project. It's impossible to name everybody. Megan Green from our office, who worked very, very hard on this project, just gave birth this very week. So she sends her best wishes, but obviously had to be elsewhere. So thank you and congratulations to you. But we thank you for the opportunity to actually work for you. It's been a privilege and honor. So congratulations.
Now we get to hear from one of our trustees, Dorothy Tripp.
Sponsoring today's event. Thank you very much.
library. The library could not hold one more book. The people in the town, they did not know what to do. So they went to the federal government for some help. And the federal government said, we will give you some money and allow you to borrow some money. Then the people in the town went to the state and they asked them for some help. The state government said they would help the town with some funds. Then the townspeople went to the county and asked them for some help. The county said, yes, we can help a little bit. Then the people in the town went to the town government and they said, yes, we can help. We will give you a piece of property to build that library on. The people in the town were very happy. They decided they would have to do something too. So they had book sales, bake sales, talent shows, auctions, and lots of fundraisers. So with everyone's help, they finally built a new, larger library. And after it was built, now everyone calls the town of Caro the little town that could.
Well, folks, on that note, for the little town that could, I think we're at the point where we finish with our speakers. Just like to invite everyone to enjoy your library, have some refreshments, have good company with your friends and neighbors, and enjoy the town. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Busy?